Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Z104. Somebody keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face? Let us do the dirty work for you. The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
This is Scott.
Hey, Scott, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
All right, so this is going to sound kind of crazy, but I think my ex has been dating my dad, and they are both trying to hide it from me.
Ooh. Hold on a second. So you think your ex is dating your dad?
Yeah. Yeah, he's not married or anything to my mom, or, like, they're divorced.
Okay.
Yeah, still. Doesn't that sort of put you in, like, a really weird spot?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it completely grosses me out, is what it does.
So what is your ex's name?
Tatiana.
Okay, so what makes you think Tatiana is dating your dad?
All right, so like last year I met Tatiana working down at over at the oceanfront, and she was working a few different jobs, and she had this really, really shitty apartment and was living with like two or three other girls. So I told her my dad owned a few properties down by the beach that he rents out during the summer, and a couple of them were going through huge redesigns, yada, yada, yada. No one was living in them. So I asked my dad if he cared if Tatiana lived in one of them for a while until she'd get her own place. And he was like, oh, yeah, no problem, no problem. So she ended up living in one of his places while it was getting all fixed up.
So these properties, they all belong to your dad?
Yeah. Like, he owns four or five of them. He's crazy rich, and if I told you his last name, you'd probably recognize it. But anyway, she's living there, and we're dating, and everything's great. And then right after Christmas, me and Tatiana, we get in this huge fight and break up. And I tell my dad, yeah, you know, we're not together anymore, so feel free to boot her. And he was like, it's the middle of winter. I'm not gonna put her out on the street with nowhere to go. So he just let her keep living there.
Oh, okay. Did that upset you?
I mean, not really. I mean, he has a good point. Plus, I know when summer comes, he's going to want that house empty so he can make money and rent it. So, like, it's only a couple more months anyway.
Okay. So how does this all turn into your dad dating her?
All right. So first, I kept coming back to the house to get the stuff that I left there. And one morning, you know, it was like a Sunday, and I pull up and I see my dad's truck there. So I go in and I see my dad kind of walking around, but he's dressed all casual. So I'm like, what are you doing here? And he's like, well, I'm just checking on the progress of the redesign. You know, I'm visiting all of my units and all my properties today. But I could tell he was just flat out lying.
I mean, did it look like he had, like, been there for a while? Did it look like he spent the night? Something like that?
No. It didn't look like that. But, like, it also didn't look like he was visiting all of his units either.
Maybe your ex was visiting his units, ugh, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, that's the icky vibe I got from it.
Okay, so looking at this from another angle, though, I mean, so what? I mean, you don't, you obviously don't like this girl. You broke up with her. Yeah. You have a problem with your dad seeing her. I mean, you said he's single, right? Is that really weird?
Oh, I mean, for my 50-year-old dad to be dating a 22-year-old? Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. Okay.
And what if they end up getting married or something? Then your ex becomes your new stepmom, and it's like, hey, mom, remember when you used to, like, bang, sleep with each other? Ugh.
Oh, yeah. That, yeah,
yeah, yeah, that's...
That just made me throw up in my mouth a little bit. So, okay, I get it. All right. So how sure are you that they're dating and not just like acquaintances?
I mean, I'm not. I don't know. I mean, he's been to the house a few times, but I also know they ordered the complete wrong bathroom set for the upstairs bathroom, and he kept going over there to make sure that they fixed it.
So it's either he's paying very close attention to the house or to the person living in it.
Or both.
Or both. Yeah, sure. Okay, so here's what I think we should do. I think we should, let's do the old, you know, we're planning a surprise birthday con here, and then see if we can get one of them to admit something is going on. This has a pretty good success rate. So the question is, who do we call, the dad or the ex?
I mean, you're going to have to call my dad. My ex won't answer if she doesn't know the number that's coming through. So, but my dad, he answers the phone whenever it rings because he's always getting calls from like tons of contractors.
Okay, so our best bet is going to be your dad then.
Yeah, definitely.
And what is your dad's name again?
It's Bill.
Bill, okay. Hang on, we'll get his number from you and then we'll call him when we come back next.
Hello?
Hey, can I talk to Bill, please?
Yeah, this is Bill.
Hey, Bill, my name is Natalia. I don't think we've met yet, but listen, I'm one of Tatiana's friends. She had your number in her phone.
I'm sorry, who did you say this is?
Sorry, this is Natalia, and I'm friends with Tatiana. She lives in your house down at the beach, I think, right?
Yeah, I know who she is.
Okay, so listen, I'm trying to plan a surprise party for her, some of her friends and I, and we wanted to know if you would come. We weren't exactly sure who to invite, so we kind of took her phone, stole it, and we're calling up all her friends to let them know. And she has you listed in her favorites on her phone, so that's why we called you. I'm assuming you're the new guy she's been telling us about.
Well, actually, I'm her landlord. That's my house that she's staying in.
Yeah, that's what she was telling us. She said she met you through your son. She also said she liked you more than him.
Yeah, well, I'd hope so. You know, she dated my son, and then they broke up. Oh. He broke up with her.
Oh, God. Yeah, didn't know that. But anyway, do you think you want to come to her birthday party?
When is it?
Well, it's in a few months. It's like later this summer.
And where are you having this party going to be at? Where are you planning on having it? Because she might not be in that house by the summer. Probably going to be renting it out by then.
No. We weren't going to have it at the house. We were thinking maybe at like, I don't know, like Cavalier or something.
Yeah, I don't think you want an old man like me at your birthday party. I think I would stick out like a sore thumb in that crowd.
Are you sure? I feel like she would want you there. I feel like you're sort of a special person to her.
I don't know about that. You guys can just go ahead without me. I'd probably only cramp your style, trust me.
And you're sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'll tell you what. Keep this number, though, and call me when it gets closer to birthday. And maybe I can take all you girls out on my boat. We can have a little celebration out there. How does that sound?
Out on your boat?
Yeah. Don't tell Tatiana, though. I want to keep it a secret. I'll take all you guys out on my boat. We could do a little booze cruise together. Clothing optional, you know? How about that?
Yeah, I mean, that sounds fun. You don't think Tatiana will get jealous with more girls around, though?
Nah, she'll be fine with it, trust me. Call me when it's like a few weeks away, okay?
Okay, Big Bill. I'll call you, no problem.
Okay, what did you say your name was again?
Natalia.
Okay. When's your birthday?
My birthday? It's not until October.
Okay, well, call me when it's your birthday, too. It might still be warm enough to take the boat out again.
Okay, I will.
All right, well, you have a nice day, and I'll wait to hear from you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, now I'm confused. I thought for sure there was nothing going on, and then towards the end, your dad, Scott, gave me the creeps. So now I think he's nailing every single girl on this side of the Lynnhaven fishing pier. But honestly, Scott, what do you think?
I think she's probably sleeping with him, and that's why he hasn't kicked her out of the house yet.
Yeah. What is your vibe on this?
I mean, honestly, he definitely came across as a flirt, so, but, you know, I don't know.
Why don't we open this up to the audience, based on what we all heard, and you've been listening. Do you think Scott's dad, Bill, is collecting rent from his ex, or is he collecting something else from his ex? Is this girl paying bills, or simply playing with Bill, I guess? Call us up at 473-1045. I'm curious what the court of public opinion thinks on this one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan, area, limitation, and exclusions apply.